Our today's daf Kuf Beis, but we're on Kuf Aleph. We're at the very bottom line by Mesve. So yesterday, Rav made a statement that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol during the, at Bekotche Shemayim, and he would get, you know, he would be able to take a portion of the Karbanos. So now the Gemara asks, Mesve, Miriam, when it came to Miriam, Miriam got Saras. Right, the bottom, the last line on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Mesve, Miriam, Mihizgira, who pronounced, right, that she would be a Mitzora, Mitzoras? In Tomer Moshe Hizgira, if you're going to tell me that Moshe was the one who did it, who separated her, Moshe Zarhu, you ask the question right away. Moshe was a Zar. In order for a person to become, for the Halacha says, that well, you can have white all over you, or whatever it is, as long until the Kohen pronounces it, You're not Sarah, you're not Mitzora. So who announced that she was in sub Mitzora? Could have been Moshe? Could have been Moshe. He was a Zar. Rabbi just said that Moshe was a Kohen. Okay, Moshe Zaraya. The ain't Zar Roman is a Negoyim. And a Zar, a non-Kohen, doesn't see Negoyim. Can't pass him on Negoyim. The Im Tomer Aharon is Gira. So I say, fine, so Aharon was the one who did it. Well, Aharon Karavu. Aharon was family to Miriam. The ain't Karav Roas a Negoyim. And a Karav does not, you know, can't testify about Negoyim. Tosfos points out, that may not necessarily be true, the Kolotayos. Because Tosfos says, Puktehibi Masechas Nagoyim Perek Beis. It's a machlokas in the Mishnah in Masechas Nagoyim, whether a Karov can see, can declare somebody to be Mitzoras, the Tanan. It says there in the Mishnah, Hey, Kol Han Nagoyim Oder Roeh, everyone can, you can see any other one, any person's Nagoyim, Chutz Mi Nigeatzvo, except for his own. According to Tanakama there, no problem for a Karov. Rav Meir Omer Aflo Nigoy Krovav. You can't even see the Nigoyim of your Karov. The Tana Brisa Dehacha Kerav Meir. And the Brisa here is clearly going according to the Shita of Rav Meir. The time of the Rav Meir. What's the reason for Rav Meir? Kidam Farish Be'echadidim Mamnos. Gemar and Sanhedrin. Mekish Rivim Linagoyim. He has a Hekish between Dide Mamnos and Nigoyim. Man Nigoyim Beyom, just like Nigoyim can only be seen during the day, Af Rivim Beyom, so it's the only Dine Mamnos can be adjudicated during the day. Man Nigoyim Beyom, Af Rivim Beyom, Ma Rivim Shelo Bekrovim, Af Nigoyim Shelo Bekrovim. So he says that, just like they're not, that became Dine Mamnos, no Karov, so too by Nigoyim. But, Rabbanon Lo Makshay, they don't have this Hekesh, the Sphere Dine Mamnos Belayla, they'll have Dine Mamnos at night also. So this price is only kasha if you hold a coin like Rav Meir.
But Moshe was also
a Karov. But Moshe first, they try to figure out who it was. The kasha that they have is Moshe's a Zar, to begin with. That's the point we're getting. Yeah, he was a Karov. But if he, more than that, he's a Zar. And that's the kasha on Rav. Because Rav says that he was a Kohen. If Moshe was a Kohen, then that should have been the answer. Okay. So he says, Ela kavod kohen gadol, Ela kavod gadol cholik l'karish baruch l'mir me'ozot shah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave tremendous kavod to Miriam. He said, and Hashem said, "Ani kohen, vani mazgira, vani cholta." I'm going to be the one who's going to do it. I'm going to be the kohen. I'm going to make her a mitzora. How does that work? Tough pasuk says only b'nei Aaron. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not b'nei Aaron. I don't understand why is that kavod. That goes against the pasuk. Okay, vani potra. Katani miyos, but nevertheless, Moshe zar. It says here that Moshe is a zar. The ein zar rose in the goyim. It's a kashon raf. The Gemara says, "Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Shani Maros Negoyim." That's the answer. Shani Maros Negoyim. The Aron Uvano Ksuvin BeParsha. The reason why you couldn't have Moshe is because it says it's not totally a kahuna. It's totally an Aharon Ubanov. So Aharon Ubanov. So even if Moshe was a Kohen, then we would have to go on to the next answer about him being Kara. But even if Moshe was a Kohen, he can't see Negoyim because the Gabe Maros Negoyim he's considered a Zar because he's not Aharon Ubanov. Okay. Well, that's one sheet, but that's not what Rav says. Rav said he was a Kohen, it was a Cholik B'Kotri Shemayim. I don't know.
For that week or forever?
I don't know. I think Rav says that that he was a Kohen the whole time. I don't know why he has to say that he's a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Hedget also gets from the Kachim. And I just my bigger question is the whole idea that Moshe was a Kohen. Let's assume how was he carrying the Atmos Yosef?
Right.
He was sitting between Matame. And how can you take Tzipporah back? Achar Shluchah, Kohen can't remarry if someone he divorces.
Wasn't he in effect Melech and Melech Tamim?
to get to Melech also. Was he a Melech? Was he not a Melech? So Amar Rav Nachman, this is the Agato for the entire Masechta, so we got a few lines. So Meisvei, to another Kasha that we're going to ask on Rav. Chamesh Smachos Haisa Elisheva Yisera Abanos Yisrael. On the eighth day of the Miluim, Elisheva, the daughter of Aminadav, the wife of Aaron, had eight simchos more greater than anybody else, and she also had a velos. Right? Number one, Yevama Melech. Her Yevama, which means Moshe, her brother-in-law, was the king. As we said about the king. I don't know why that's...
You said eight?
Five. Yevama Melech. So I'm not sure why that's such a simcha, because the only reason why you get to Yevama is if your husband dies without children. But she had four sons, so I don't know why. So and she actually had a grandson already.
Now, Melech also
It just means, I think it just means a brother-in-law. Okay. Yevama Melech, Isha, and this comes first though, but her brother-in-law, the king of Moshe, is Isha, her husband was Kohen Gadol, right, that was big. Binah, her son, right, her son is Rashi's Binah Skan, Rashi's Elazar. No, Elazar. Right, but that's not necessarily true. At the time the date started, the Skan was Nada. He happened to die, but the Skan wasn't Elazar yet, right? Binah Skan, Ben Binah, her grandson Meshuach Melchama, grandson Pinchas was the Meshuach Melchama, was the Cohen appointed to be in for charge of the war. Rashi says, "Because the Ashkam and Midjan, Osam ve'es Pinchas ben Elazar Cohen litzava." Okay.
Not that. It wasn't Meshuach.
See, the Brisa says that this is what she had at the time, that she was the Meshuach Melchama. We see that he already had the mandate. He didn't have the battle yet, but he was the mandated as to be the Meshuach Melchama. We'll see. Some say yes, some say no. It's a machlokas. We're focusing on the Rashi that we learned in Pinchas, that Yehuda became a Kohen after. So Rashi only brings down one side. So then Ben Namashu Machama. Achia, her brother, Nachshon, was Nasi Shevet, was the prince of the Shevet Yehuda. But the Avela, but she also had Avelus, Al Shneva now. Her Avelus was that her two sons died. The Ketanimiyas, Bryson Nevelus says, Yevama, her brother-in-law, was Melech, and Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. So Melechin, Moshe, from here, Moshe was the king, but Kohen Gadol, but he was not, doesn't have the status of a Kohen Gadol. It's a Kasha Rav. So Moshe says, no problem, Ema Af Melech. He was also the king. It's Kohen Gadol and also king. Okay, I don't know what means he was king. So now the Gemara says, Ketanai, what did that Rav said, that Moshe was a Kohen, that's subject to a Machlokas Tanoim. Because, bring that up right now, that after Kadosh Baruch Hu asks Moshe by the Sneh to go and redeem Bnei Yisrael, Moshe refuses to go. It took him 7 days to be convinced. There it says, Vayichar Af Hashem b'Moshe. And Hashem got Vayichar Af, got angry, right, with Moshe. Brisa says, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Kol Charon Af Sheba Torah. Anytime it says that there's Charon Af, that there's this katzid of Charon Af, Netmar Bo Roshem. There's some impact. There's something happened. Excuse me. Something happens with the charon af. Right. So there's some. Rashi says there's an impact. Rashi says siman mashal charon hayisham. There's something happens to show that there was anger there. Pamim hakah. Sometimes there's hitting. Pamim nazifa. Pamim klala begiduf. I'm going to give some examples. But over here, v'zeh. In this case, lo nemar baroshem. There was no impact. There was nothing came out. Nothing came out of it. But Shimon Yochai Omer, no. Af zeh nemar baroshem. So too here there's roshem. Shenemar halo Aharon achicha halevi. Here he says, the pasuk says, here your brother Aaron the Levi is coming, which pshat means he's from Shevet Levi. But halo kohenu. But wasn't Aaron the Kohen? I don't know. He was a Kohen later. He was first
because he made it later.
I hear. Okay. Halo kohenu. So hachik amar. This is what it says. Ani amarti she'ata kohen v'ulevi. Hashem tells Moshe, I wanted you to be kohen and him to be the Levi. Akshav, but now that you refuse to follow, it took me 7 days to convince you, and I now have charon af, akshav hu kohen, v'ata Levi. He's the kohen, and you're the Levi. So you see, according to Shimon Yochai, that Moshe, even though Moshe may have been the kohen during the Shivus Meiluim, I don't think anyone argues with that, after that he's no longer the kohen. And that's the charonaf, the impact by the snare. But Chacham Omrim, Chacham say, Lo Niskayin Moshe Ella Shiva Seymium Bovad, that he was the Kohen also
only for the 7 days
in Luim.
Yeah.
Right. The Yeshomrim, and there's others that say, right, Lo Pasa Kahuna Ela Mizaro Shel Moshe. The Moshe was a Kohen all the time, just that his children did not become Kohen. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Umoshe, as the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, Umoshe Isho Elohim, Banov Yikru Lo Shevet Halevi. And his sons will be called on Shevet Halevi, meaning that his sons are Levi, he's not. The Omer, and another Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk we say, Moshe V'Aaron, say every Friday night, Moshe V'Aaron B'Kohenav, Moshe Aaron in their priesthood, Ushmuel B'Kori Shmo. So you see, according to this, Moshe was a Kohen. That's like Rav. So this are words of Rav are subject to Machlokas, whether he was a Kohen or was not. So the Gemara that says, Maiva Omer. Why do I have to have the second proof? Maiva Omer, Ki Tema L'Doros Hudiksiv. Maybe you'll say that it says Moshe, right, Moshe was the Kohen, L'Doros Hudiksiv, that's for generations. The Omer Moshe of Aaron. The Chitema. Maybe you'll say that the first Pasuk, when Divrei Yamim, that says Moshe Ish Elohim, is not a Raya that he was a Kohen, because maybe that's written after Moshe died. So just saying about who, you know, just talking about his children, the subject, the sentence of his children. Children of Kohanim has nothing to do with Moshe. So therefore, Amar Moshe and Aaron Kohanim. Therefore, the next pasuk comes and says that Moshe and Aaron in their priesthood. So you see there that Moshe Aaron could have been a Kohen. Machlokas Tanaim. So now the Gemara goes back. The Kol Charon Af Shevetora Nema Baroshim. Every time there's a mention of Charon Af, there's some sort of lasting impression about the Charon Af. Vaksiv. But the pasuk say this is after Moshe warns Paro about Makos Bechoros. So Paro then tells Moshe that you know Yosef Leros has Panav. You're not going to see him, never see him ever again. So then it says Vayetze v'im Paro b'chari af. I guess Moshe was angry that Paro said that he would never see him again. No. Right. V'lo amro le v'lo midi. Nothing happened. So he was charon af, but you see no impact. V'lo amro le v'lo midi. Somebody says, no, I'm already talking, that's not true. Sitaro v'yotze. Moshe hid him, and then he left. So therefore, it was a charonaf. It wasn't impacted on charonaf. The Gemara says, "Umi amar ish lakish lakish." Apparently. Umi amar ish lakish, what doesn't say anything. Umi amar ish lakish lakish. But how can ish lakish actually say this? Ish lakish says elsewhere, v'hak siv, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu went to tell Moshe to warn Paro at the beginning of a Makos Dam, it says, v'nitzavta l'krasso asfasa o yor. Go wait till he goes to the Nile. But Amar Ish Lakish, what's Likraso? Melechu, he's a king. Vasbir lo panim, and you have to wait for him. You have to give him. You have to go to him. You have to give him respect. So how does he? If Ish Lakish says you have to give the king respect, even though he's Paro, how could he possibly say that he smacked him on the face? Well, could be this was 10 makos later. So there's something, you know, things change. More than say that. And Rabbi Yochanan says that what Ish Baruch Hu says to him, he says that Rashahu. The Hayes Panecha Bo. And he says, no, Paro's a Russia. When it says the Kraso, it means go get ready to speak to him harshly because he's a Russia. So Russia says, fine, Epoch says, switch it around. Reish Lakish is the one who says that the Kraso is the Hayes Panim. And Rabbi Yochanan is to say the Kraso is to give him to be nice to him. So then Reish Lakish can be the one who says that he smacked him. Okay.
Let's ask a question on the previous study. This thing about Aaron being Halevi. I mean, this was before Chetta Egel, so...
Right, we asked that.
Halevi only meant of the...
Right, that's what we said right away. We said
but
that.
But he was a Bechor, so the Bechor had that thing anyway. So switching it around just doesn't make sense to me, because...
I asked that question right when we started. I don't know. Right when we started, I said, that just shot the plus Mises from Shevet Levi. He wasn't a Kohen yet.
Right.
It didn't happen until later. I said the same question. Huh. All right, Amar Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says... Olam tehe emas malchus alecha. You should always have the fear of the kingdom upon you. Tiksiv, because the pasuk says, when Moshe warned Paro about Makos Bechoros, he says v'yardu kol avodecha ela elai. Then he says v'yistach v'li le'mor tsei v'tav v'cholam. V'il didei lo kamerle. He says your servants are going to come bow to me, but he doesn't say that you Paro are going to come bow down to me. So I guess he's supposed to have kavod to the king. Rabbi Yochanan says you learn it from here. Mayacha, it says in Malachim Aleph. This is by Eliyahu. This is after all the Nevi Hebal get killed, and he goes to Achav, and then the rain starts. It says, "Vayad Hashem I saw El Eliyahu. So Hashem showed his hand to Eliyahu. Vayisha Nes Masnav. He girded his loins. Vayoris of Neachav. And he ran before Achav, because Achav apparently was riding on his own. And to give kavod to the king, Eliyahu ran before Achav, even though he was a real evil king, and happened to be a few seconds later, Yizebel comes and says, you know, let's go kill Eliyahu, do to him what he did to Nevi'i Abal, and Eliyahu then runs away. But he called a kavod to the king, despite who he was. Okay. Amar Ula.
It's good to be the king.
Amar Ula. Bikesh Moshe Malchus. Moshe wanted to be king. V'lo nasnu lo, but he didn't get it. Diksiv, because the pasuk says by the snare, al tikrav halom, don't come close. Pasha means don't come close to here. But al tikrav halom, Ula then says ein halom ela malchus. Halom is the lashon of malchus. Shneamar, because the pasuk says by David, as we'll prove what the halom means. He said David says mi anochi Hashem Elokim ki hevi. There's something in the middle of the pasuk over there, yeah, missing. Mi anochi Hashem Elokim ki hevi osani ad halom. Who am I? I'm not royal. You're going to bring me halom to be king. So then, so you take halom means royalty. So then you go back to the snare, and he says, "I'll take Rav halom. Don't come close to being king. You're not going to become king." So Masiv Rava. So then Rava asks, "Wait a second, Rabbi Shmuel Omer." Rabbi Shmuel said back in that price that we started with by Elisheva, says Yevama Melech. Her brother-in-law was king, so he was king. So Amar Rava, no, lo ulazara kamar. What Ula said that Moshe didn't get was that Moshe wanted to be king, him and his progeny, and all his offspring would be king, which is difficult because it says, lo yashor shevet miYehuda. Yaakov already promised Yehuda that he would be the king, which then you have the whole shaila about Shaul. But how can it be Moshe? He can be king. But okay, so Amar Rava, lo lazaro ka amar. So the Gemara says, wait, so that's what it means. So he says, al tikrav halom means, yes, you're going to be king, but your kids won't be king. So the Gemara says, he called Hecha Dixiv Halom Lidorosu. So anywhere it says Halom, it's talking about king for generations. Vaha Gabe Shol Xiv, by Shol, when the lottery fell out on Shol to see who would be the king, and it turned out to be Shol Ben Kish. And they found it, they went looking for him, they couldn't find him, he was hiding. So they asked, Hava Od Halom Ish, is this the man who's going to be Halom? So Halom. But nevertheless, who in Zarolo? The holy that it's over there, it seems to be that he's going to be the king and not his offspring. So Ibai's Ema, Haba Ishbosheth. No, his offspring was king because Ishbosheth did become king for a little bit, albeit a short time. And Ibai's Ema, or you can say different, Shani Shol. Shol also, it's different. Dafilu Begave Lo Kaim. Even he himself wasn't Zocha to maintain, to keep the kingdom for himself. Because when you give greatness to a person, poskim lo lazaro ad sof kol adoros, supposed to be for generations. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Iov, lo yigra mitzadik enav the es melachim lechisei, and the manifest the pasuk is important, the yoshivem lanetzach, and they'll get this gedula forever. So, but the im hegis daito, but if the person becomes too haughty, right, to Hegis Daito, then he doesn't get to keep to Hakadosh Baruch Hu much below. Hakadosh Baruch Hu pushes him down. Shneamar, as the pasuk continues in E over there, the imasurim. It's not really how you read the pasuk. Okay, the imasurim bazikim yil kadun bechavle oni. So even if he, yeah, then they're going to go down into poverty. So too also by Shaul, who sinned, it was taken away from him, and therefore it was taken away from him and the generations. But I guess according to that, it should have been Shaul for generations. But how does that work? It says Lo Yosher Shev and Yehuda. I mean, the Ramban has a whole piece of it over there. It says that the Chashmonaim were severely punished; they all died because they took over the kingdom. But he said that what they did was right to free the nation, but then they should have given the kingdom over to Shev and Yehuda. So according to the Ramban, at least. What does that mean? That Shaul should have been king forever if not for the sin. He could have been. He should have been Shevet Yehuda. All right.
Also, then back to Moshe's request to be king. Then we have Gemara today. He spent the whole week discussion. I don't want him. I don't want to be a ruler. Now he wants to be a king.
Right. Okay. I
mean, he didn't want to take it for a whole week. He was arguing with Hashem.
Right.
Not to take anything.
So maybe that was part of his deal. I'll do it if I become king. Okay. Right. Back to the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah says that Bali Mumin, that people, Kohanim who have Mumin, who have blemishes, whether they're Bali Mumin over, whether they're temporary blemishes, or Bali Kvuin, or the permanent, Cholkim, they get a portion, they can take a portion, they don't have to just wait to be given to them, they can take be part of the Chalukah, the Ochlim, and then eat, Avalom Akriven, but they can't offer the Korbanos. So we know Hani Mili, how do we know, where do we learn that the Bali Mumin are actually entitled to a portion straight from the korban, that they can demand their portion. The Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, this pasuk is by the Mincha. The Mincha, it says Kol Zachar. It says Kol Zachar three times. It says like that. The Mincha, the Chatas Naola. So Kol Zachar by the Mincha. What does it say by the Mincha? Kol Zachar b'nei Aaron Yochlena. Kol is a Rivoy. L'Rabo is Bali Mumin. It comes to include Bali Mumin. So the Gemara says, wait, L'mai. What is it coming? Excuse me. What is it coming to include Bali Mumin? Ila Achila. If it's come to teach me that they're permitted just to eat the korban menachos, harik var nemar, it already says by the Bali Mumim, lechem elokov, mikodesh kodoshim yochel. It already says in the pasuk that the Bali Mumim can eat the korban mincha. They can eat kodesh kodoshim. So what is kol zachar yochlena coming to include by the mincha? Ela lachaluka. It's come to say that they can even get a portion from the outset like the kohanic kasherim. Tana itach. Then it says again by the chatas, it says kol zachar. Again, it says Kol Zachar b'Kohanim Yochel Osa. The Rabbos Bali Mumin come to include Bali Mumin. Lamai, what Bali Mumin come to include now? We already know that they're allowed to eat it because it says from the pasuk by Kachem Kachem. We already know that they're allowed to get Chalukah because that's what it says by the Korban Mincha. So Gemara says Lamai Ilach Ilarik Harik Far Amor Ilach Chalukah Harik Far Amor. Right? So what you would have thought? So you need this limud She Yochel Emi Ella Tam Benasa Bali Mumin. Maybe the only Bali Mumin who would be allowed to get from the Chalukah was somebody who was once. I guess who was once, you know, not non-blemished, and he became blemished. But Bal Mum Karo, but someone who was born as a Bal Mum, Minayin, had to be known to include him as well. Tamalomar Kol Zachar. So Kol Zachar includes him as well. Then Tani Idach, the Bryce says by the Asham, I said by the Ola. The third Kol Zachar is by the Asham. Sorry, he says the Gabi Asham, it says Kol Zachar Bakohanim Yochlenu. So that's the Bryce says again, the Rabbos Bal Mum. Well, what are you coming to include? Limai. Ila Chila, if it's coming to include La Chila, we already have that from Kodesh Kodashim Yechel. Right? Lechem alka mikotche kodashim yochel. So I have that from there. Ilechaluka, I have that from the pasuk of by the mincha. It says kozachu b'nei aron yochlena. Ilebamu meikaro, someone who's been blemished from the outset. Harikva amar, and by the chatas, it says kozachu b'konim yochel osa. So what's this kol yochel, kozachar by the asham? So yochel eini elebamum kavua. I would have thought that maybe only somebody who has a permanent blemish, he can eat. Yochel ella b'amum kavua b'amum over. Someone who has a temporary blemish. We think a temporary blemish is like someone who's tummy. So don't get the chalukah. Wait for it to go away, and then you get it. Right? B'amum over minayin tamid lomar kol zachar. Says kol zachar. Where it says klape laya. It seems to be a little backwards. A b'amum kavua is more chamor than a b'amum. But we already gave the answer. So he says amar of sheishes epoch. So let's switch it around. Switch them around. Rav Asher manol omelo tepoch ve'itzrich kasokatay techamina. You would have thought. Kitame, that the Balmum over is like a Tame. Ma Tame kamad lo tar lo achel, just like a Tame, so long as he was not purified, he cannot eat. Av hainami, so too, this Balmum over, kamad lo misak, the miskan, so long as he has not been healed, lo achel, he shouldn't be able to eat. I mean, it should be, I don't know why it says lo achel, it should be about lo cholik. Right? I don't know why it says lo achel. So Kamash Malan, the pasuk comes to teach us that no, even a Balmum over is mutter, it gets the chalukah as well. Okay. So now the Mishnah then says, Mishnah said, Kol she'eno, right, the Mishnah was, Kol she'eno roi l'avoda, whoever is not fit to do the avoda, does not get a portion in the meat. Right? Mar says, v'lo, we just said, but we just had the palmum.
Yeah.
Right? V'lo, rahare palmum, the lo ravo avoda, and we just said, what about three psukim, and the fourth one that wasn't, v'cholik, and he gets a portion, like we just said. Vesu, and even more so, if you tell me kol she'eno roi l'avoda eino cholik, so what's the inverse? What's the diuk? Ha roi l'avoda, if you are roi to do the avoda, then you are cholik. But that's not true. Ha re tame, so you have a kohen tame, who's allowed to do korbanot tzibor, of tomo hotrim and tzibor. Va re tame, be korbanot tzibor, tzibor de roi l'avoda, he's roi to do the avoda, nevertheless, eino cholik, he can't get a portion. Right, so the Gemara says no. Change it kol de roi la'achila, not kol de roi la'avoda. Anyone who's roi to eat can be holy, because the Balmum can eat, he can get a portion. But the Tameh, who's not roy to eat, he can't get a portion. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So Kol Roy Lachila, what about a Katan? Vahare Katan, De Roy Lachila, he's roy to eat, Katan's allowed to eat, but nevertheless, ain't no cholik. That goes against your what you just said. So Gemara says, Halo Katani. What does that mean? We're making the inference. Don't make the inference. Just do read and see what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah doesn't say Kol Sharoy Lacholik. It says Kol She'eino Roy Lacholik. Whoever it says in the negative, whoever cannot, whoever cannot Kol She'eino Roy to eat cannot get it. But don't make the deal that if you are Roy to eat, you can eat. If you are Roy to eat, you can't get a portion originally. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, Hashtag the Us Lahachi. Now if you tell me, just don't make these diyukim, go back to our original answer. La'olam kid the Amar Meikara. We can say that what we said before, that the Mishnah says, Kol Sharoi La'avoda, which means whoever is not Roy for the Avoda doesn't get a portion. You made a limud and said, so that means whoever is, that I said, whoever is, then now you had a question on the Tameh then. Right, you had a question on the Tameh, the Mumi says, Imishum Tameh, if it's because of Tameh lo katani. Don't worry about it, because it doesn't say Tameh. It just says Kol Sharoi Lavoda Cholkin, but it doesn't say Kol Sharoi Lavoda Cholik. It just says Kol Sharoi Roy Eino Cholik. Don't make the Diuk. The Imishum Balmum, as I thought right away, if it's a Balmum, don't ask me kashas on Balmum, Rachman Arabiye. Yeah, there's a rule in the Mishnah, and then there happens to be an exception because the Torah gave us a limud that the Tameh gets to eat. Okay. Sorry, the Balmum, correct. That the Balmum gets to eat. Okay, then the Mishnah says, "Afilu tamei b'shas rikas damim v'tar b'shas hektar chalavim eino cholik." Even if he's tamei when the blood was thrown, he's tamei when the blood was thrown and became tar later when they're burning the fats, and that's where they're giving up the portion that night. He still doesn't get. So it's mashma from the Mishnah that the chalukah is taloi by the fact that he was tamei during the time of the throwing of the blood. So the Gemara makes the diuk. Ha, maybe that means if he was tahor b'shas rikas damim, if he was tahor when the rikas damim took place, then he became tameh, right? And he's tameh b'shas hektar chalavim, and he's tameh now when they did the hektar chalavim, and then he went to mikveh night, I guess. Maybe and he wants his portion. He still would want his portion. He would be able to be cholik because he can eat tomorrow, right? Became
Has that possible to get tameh after that? Allowed to eat.
Yeah, they threw the blood at 9 o'clock in the morning. He became tameh at 11 o'clock in the morning, and he went to mikvah at 5 o'clock at night. And he went and he waits till the morning, and he's had a shemesh and he can eat, but he wants his portion. So Gemara says no. If that's the case, that's all tameh is because of damim. Masnisin de lo kavashul shol. Our mission doesn't go like kavashul shol. The Tanya, because of Bryce, kavashul omer lo olam eino ochel achi tor mishas zrika ve'ad shas hektar chalavim. No, he has to be tor all the way. He has to be tor both at zrika and at hektar chalavim. The amakra, as the pasuk says, hamakriv es dam hashlamim ve'es hachelev. Excuse me. Mibnei Aaron lo tiyashol kayamin. So it talks about Hamakriv as Dam HaShlamim and the Chalev. So it mentions the Dam HaShlamim and the Chalev. Afilu Hektar Chalavim Nami Bayi. He also has to be Tar after Hektar Chalavim. So then the Gemara asks, by Rav Ashi, according to Rav Shoal, what happens if he became Tamei between? He was Tar at the Zrikas Adam, became Tamei, and then he became Tar before they burnt the fats. Nitma Bentaya Maho. B'shas Riko, B'shas Haktar, but Inon Va'ika. Do you need him to be Tar at the time of the Zrikas Adam, at the time of the Hektar Chalavim? And this guy is Tar at both times, just with in between, he became Tameh. O Dilma, then he needed to be complete. O Dilma, She'i Tar, Mishas Riko, Va'ad Hektar Chalavim, all the way through. Mara says, Teiko, we'll leave that as a Teiko. Okay, that comes a little more of the confusing part. The Gemara, the Mishnah had said that the Tul Yom does not. He goes to mikvah. He goes to mikvah.
So he becomes tahor right away.
So he's tahor, and he wants his portion. He just can't eat it till the morning, but he can demand his portion. He's tahor now. Right? Again, he became tahor. He was tahor at the zrika at 9 o'clock. Became tahor at 10 o'clock. Goes to mikvah at evening at 6 o'clock, and then they burn the fats at 7 o'clock.
Oh, they burn it only at night.
They burn it at night. Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah had taught us that the Tvul Yom doesn't get kachim to eat at night, right? As we just said, tol yom that ain't a cholik bekachim echol erev, which that asks our question now on the kohen again. That just asks your question, but the Gemara is not going to teach us which psukim we learn that the tol yom cannot get a portion, right? But if we just so, how is that even a shaila? Right now, the example that I gave is that he was tamei. And then became tahor at night. So how does he get the portion? He's a tful yom. Tful yom can't get a portion. Now I'm going back. So even the example I gave doesn't work according to that.
Change it.
To what? Tell me out. I can't do that. So Amar Rava. Rava says this din about the tful yom. Hadina me Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon Garmina. I learned it out from Lezer Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Rebbeis Akise, who told me these rules when he was in the bathroom. I was going to ask about that. He told me these rules when he was in the bathroom. Danta bat tvul yom. Right, the Gemara will ask about it. So he just said, the Gemara will ask about those words. Don't worry. Amar Rava, Hadinam Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Gamrina, the Amar Rebbeis Akise. Danta bat tvul yom. Okay, so have a case, imagine a case that the Tvul Yom comes to the Kohen Tahar, V'amar, and he says to the Kohen Tahar, V'amar, Tein li mi mincha, give me a portion of the mincha, right, Tein li from the mincha, it should be Minchas Yisrael, because the Minchas Kohanim is completely burnt. It has to be a Minchas Yisrael. Tein li mi mincha, V'ochel, and I'll eat it at night. Right, the Tvul Yom wants to eat it, take a portion. So Amar Lo, the Kohen Tahar, can respond to him and say, If by a place where you do have power, what's that? By the chatas. The halacha is by the chatas that any kohen who wants to bring his own chatas, even if it's not his mishmar, can go and be makir of that karban. So yeah, kohen has a lot of power by the chatas. So ma'im b'makom sheyafek kochacha b'chatascha, where you can be makir of the chatas yourself. And you can get, and then you can keep the meat for yourself, even though it's not your mishmar. Nevertheless, dichisicha michatas Yisrael, you would not be able to get a portion of the chatas Yisrael, because we said, because Gemara is going to be dorish. Gemara made a drasha a few days ago that a tful yom doesn't get a portion of the chatas. So mokum shehura kochachav minchascha, but a place. So therefore, had you brought your mincha, right, you don't get any portion because it's completely burnt. Eino din shadichacham minchas Yisrael. So kav chomer, I can push you away from getting the portion of a minchas Yisrael. So then the tful yom can go back and say, this is all hypothetical conversation, because at the end of the day we're gonna have a pasuk. So it's all hypothetical. So umayim dichisani. So you pushed me away mechatas Yisrael. You pushed me away mechatas Yisrael. Shekashem sheyafek kochi kach yafek kochacha, because you also have. When it came to the chatas, we have equal power. I can bring my chatas, you can bring your chatas. So therefore, you can push me away from the kachas Yisrael. So to the chen of the mincha, can you push me away from the mincha? Kashem shehura kochi kachrum kochacha. That's just like you can't eat your mincha, I can't eat my mincha, because our minchas are equal. They get completely burnt. So you can't push me away. It's no limud there. So he says, Hare Omer. Therefore, when he comes back and says, it says by the mincha, La kohen hamakriv osa lo tiyeh. Who can be eat the korban mincha? The kohen who's makriv. So bo hakriv echol, you tful yom, go and be makriv the korban. You can't because you're a tful yom. So it learns out from this pasuk. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So now I learned out that tful yom from this pasuk can't get a chelik in the mincha. So the Gemara then says, so then why do we need another pasuk by the chatas to tell me that tful yom can't get a portion? And we already get it from the chatas. So the Gemara says, no, because you would have had the following logic: tain the kohen tful yom would come to the Kohen Tahor and say, Tein li michatas Yisrael v'ochel. Give me a portion of the chatas for Yisrael so I can eat it later tonight. So Amar Lo, the Kohen would say back, Uma b'makom shehura kochi v'minchasi, if by a place where I have weak power, I have less power, by mincha, my mincha, the Kohen says, I can't eat my Kohen, d'chisicha minchas Yisrael, nevertheless you're already pushed off from the mincha of Yisrael, you can't eat it, like we just said before from the Pasuk, right? Mekom sheyafik kochi bichatosi. So the place where I do have power, by a chatas, where I have power, ain odin shatichami chatos Yisrael. Of course, kavachomer, I can push you away from that. because my power is very strong. But if a place where my power is not strong, I can push you off. So Kavachomer, my power is strong, by the Chatos, I'll be able to push you off. So the Kohen Tful Yom says back, Amar lo, Umadit Kali Minchas Yisrael, Shekshem Shul Kochacha, Kachor Kochi. Ah, but Minchas Yisrael, I got pushed off because by Mincha, I'm just as weak as you are. Okay, I got it. But by the Chatos, I'm just as strong as you are. So I should be able to get it there. He says, Amar lo, Ma'im Nichitani Minchas Yisrael, Shekshem Shul Kochacha, Kachor Kochi, Tadchein Michat Yisrael, Shekshem Shiyofa Kochacha, Kachor How can you come say that because I got pushed off by the Mincha, I got pushed off by the Chatas? The Mincha were both weak. The Chatas were both strong. We can also bring our own Chatas whenever we want. So Hare Omer, that's why he says, but possibly by the Chatas, HaKohen HaMichate Oso Yochlena. The Kohen that deals with it, he can eat it. Only a Kohen who's royal like Rova can eat it. So we say to him, Bo Chate Vecho. You come and you do the service and then you can eat it. You can't do the service. Second pasuk. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. So now I have it by Chatos and have it by Mincha by Chatos. How do I learn out the Tful Yom by the Shlomim? So the Gemara says, because I need a third pasuk by the Shlomim. Because Amr Lo, the Kohen Tful Yom, would say, Tein li mi chazev v'shok v'ochel. Give me from the thigh and the breast of the animal so I can eat it this evening. So Amr Lo, so the Kohen Tower would say back to him, in a place where you are powerful, by the Chatos, Tichisa, right, we pushed you off. Makom shehur kochacha b'shlamim. So a place where you have less power. Why does Shlamim have less power? Because by the Chatos you get all the meat. By the Shlamim you only get the chazen shok. All right. Makom shehur kochacha b'shlamim. She'ein lecha behen el chazen v'shok. Ein odin shadichacha. So I could clearly push you away from here. So he says back, no. Ma'in dechatan mechatos she'kein hura kochi etzel nishayav avadai. The Chatos you push me off because I'm weaker by the Chatos. Because by the Chatos only I can eat it. My servants and my household, my wife, cannot eat it. You can push me away from the chaz v'shok. But there I do have power, because by the regular shlomim, I can have my house eat it. So I have more power here. So you can't prove from the kachin kachin of the chatas to the shlomim. So my omer, that's what the pasuk says. I think the pasuk is a kohen hazorik is dama shlomim lo yiyeh. So bozrok ve'echol. Come and throw the blood, and then you can eat it. You can't throw the blood, you can't get the chazer shok. Okay, so all these halachas yotza tvul yom kulav v'chamurav al rosho, which I think means all these kalvi chomers that he was trying to dorish to get, they don't count for him anything. Doesn't work because the psukim I'm reminding him from eating it. It's a very strange gemara. Like, usually the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, and teaches us this. The Gemara says, all these Kavah Chomers that you would have had without the Pasuk, therefore the Pasuk comes and to upset those Kavah Chomers. And it says, One mimino muchusik apara bismolo. One mimino muchusik apara bismolo. So the Tvul Yom gets pushed, thrown out on his head, and Onen mimino muchusik apara bismolo. The Onen is on his right side, and the Mechusik Aparim is on his left side. Just like the Tvul Yom, so to the Onen and the Mechusik Aparim are pushed away from Chalukah from these Pesukim anyway, also. Right? He's the Tvul Yom, I guess, is the main part of the Pesuk to teach him, and the Onen and the Tvul Yom get thrown away, they get thrown out with him as well. So, just very interesting language on the Brisa. Like, he gets thrown out on his head, and the guy gets thrown out on his right and his left. It's interesting language. Okay. Parich, Rav Achai. So, why did Rabbi say? Well, why did Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon only talk about these three halachas about the mincha, chatas, and the shlamim? Lemalei, why doesn't he have the case where the Tvul Yom can say to the Kohen Tower, "Tein li mi bechor va'ochel, give me from the bechor"? Right, the bechor, the Tvul Yom should be mutter to get the bechor. Mishum da amalei, and the Tower would say back to him, "Mishum da amalo, ma v'makom shuru kochi bechatas etzal nashvay v'adai." So he can say back to him, "Listen, the place where I have weakness by the chatas, where I can only eat it, and my wife and my servants cannot eat it. Nevertheless, the chiti mechatas Yisrael, I already pushed you away. Makom sheyafa kochi b'chor, so a place where I do have koach by the b'chor, because the b'chor belongs to a kohen. The kula delehi, it all belongs to me. Ein odin shadachami menu. So of course I can push you away from that. And so then the kohen tvoyom would come back and say, oh no, mine dichtami chatas. By the chatas who pushed me away, k'shem shehura kochacha kachur kochi, because I'm just as weak as you. But by the chenim b'chor, k'shem yafa kochacha. So I have the same power of you by the Bechor, so don't push me away. Hare Omer, that the Pasuk would say, by the Bechor, the Pasuk says also, Es damam tizrok ala mizbeach, es kalabam taktir, u bisaram yelach, since it's conditional. If you can throw the meat, you know, you can burn the fats, and you can throw the blood, bo zrok ve'echo, come, it's the same limud. So why did, why, so Rav Chai asks, why did Rav Elazar Rav Shimon not continue with this limud? So Gemara says, V'idach, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, who didn't speak about this, V'idach, Parich, he would ask on this limud by the Bechor, he says, Ksiv, Mi Ksiv Ubisaram Lakoin Hazorik. It doesn't say Ubisaram Lakoin Hazorik. The other cases it said, Lakoin Hazorik, to the one who throws the blood. Here it says, Es Damam Tizrok Al Mizbeach, Ubisaram Yeelach will be to you. It doesn't say to the Kohen who's Zorik. Ubisaram Yeelach Ksiv, Afil Kohen Acher. Lach can mean just to the Kohuna. Could be. Okay. So the Gemara then says, question before, Hechad Avi Hachi. How did he teach them all these limudim when he was in the bathroom? Vahama Rabbi Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bechol Mokom Mutil Laharir. Everywhere, you're allowed to think Divrei Torah. Chutz Bimerchas, except in the bathhouse, with Beis Akisei, and in the bathroom. So you can't teach him halachas there. The Gemara goes, I think it's a weak answer. Gemara says, L'onso Shiny, which means what? Sahai Shashmura Shigura Bipiv Umahare Ba Al Karfo. He couldn't help it. What do you mean he couldn't help it? So there are other halachas that I can't help, so I get to do it anyway? I don't know what that means.
So he wasn't able to hold himself back.
I understand that. So a lot of things that you're not allowed to do, so I wasn't able to hold myself back. When's that an excuse? So I don't know.
It's not a mice, it's just a
machshava.
No, it was more than a machshava. He was teaching him the halachas.
Exactly.
He taught him these halachas in the Beis Akisei.
He said he thought about
and yeah, he says, Hadina Mibelezer Shimon Gimrina, I learned the Amar Beis Akisei. He said it to me when he was in the bathroom. I don't say that he thought it, he said it. I don't understand the answer. I don't say all that today.
Here it says in the commentary that, that it says afterwards he shared his thought with Rav. He had the thoughts while in the bathroom and he shared it afterwards.
Who does he quote to say that?
Who said Rashi, by Tzion Kodoshim, by Tzion Kodoshim.
I don't think that's what Rashi says. Okay, I mean that's a way to answer. He's trying to answer. He's trying to answer that question. That it was, but that's not the lashon. He says, because the Gemara says. Hadina Rivlez Rashim Gamina the Amar Rabbi Sakise, who said it in the Beis Akisei. That's what exactly the Gemara says. Okay, I don't know. Good question. Stop here.
Oh, yeah. All that though.